Prescription for the heart. When you think of your past, current, and future, the only common denominator that has been constant is God. Whether you believe in God, speak to Him, or invite Him into your daily plans, He's there and aware of everything happening intimately with you. As I continue progressing through my faith journey, which is compounded with my grief processing, I recognize the common denominator. I've been looking inside on my attitudes, my motives, and my own heart care. Something I've recognized is that I need to make sure that I want and need to be honest, self-assured, whole, fully trusting in God, valuing myself, and not performance-based. In my teaching on relationships, I speak about the first relationship of yourself. That personal relationship with yourself is the foundation of everything you build. The first relationship with yourself is not a statement that contradicts that the Lord says in Matthew 6 to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The scripture is telling you and I as His children to seek Him first. He's telling you, the person, to seek all of Him. When we seek Him, we have to avoid the temptation of only seeking what's in His hands. He says, seek first the kingdom and His righteousness. Those two things are not for sale and aren't about handouts. They are dimensional and spiritual. Seeking first spiritual and not temporal things that go beyond this span of time and space is freaking hard to understand. If you're lost, I'm speaking about this life and the afterlife. Here's where the blow your mind emoji should pop out. God's righteousness is eternal. And He's asking us to put in the first priority to seek something we don't even understand the concept. I'm not a preacher, so I can only talk to you from the Freddie Flintstone level. I talk about relationships, so let me work from there. Most of us can think about the temporary stuff, and especially with relationships. We seek, but the seeking is to get or to feel. Any relationship, whether romantic or other, shouldn't be about getting, but about being and giving. That's where we get off track with God. We seek a lot on transactional basis, so it's hard to imagine loving God and Him loving us as anything but beyond give and take. He gave His Son without asking us to buy Him or give anything else other than our trust and belief that He loves us. That's pretty difficult to grasp with the hearts we have in place. Any time of the day, all of us live and breathe with the ulterior motives of taking. Yes, as we grow in spiritual maturity, that impulse simmers down, but we all have to be careful not making things about us. God's salvation was more about saving us than letting His existence be easy. Jesus went through a lot and didn't take His eyes off of the love He had for us. Knowing how selfish we all tend to be, that was a dangerous proposition. But He loved us in a way our hearts can't really understand. Yes, Christians all say we get it, but I don't think until we close our eyes for the last and see Him will we really get the depth of it. What about the heart and its common denominator of God needs an examination today? Well, I will let you in on something personal. I've been struggling with something for months. And when I have these dilemmas, I go to God. I also have my Anita talks. The talks are laced with the Word, a little Dr. Anita, and open honesty, what I don't often say out loud. Well, this morning's conversation or my prayer internal session was asking myself, why I was demeaning one relationship type over the other. If you don't understand the differing relationship types, just look at your phone log history. On your recent calls, you'll see family, friends, lovers, coworkers, classmates, service providers, spam. The list can go on and on. Each of those different calls grabs your attention and to what degree of intimacy or lack thereof you have with the caller on the other end. We make the distinction and we give or hold back the interaction. Our walls are up or down is dependent on the trust you have for the other side. I feel unanointed on this part of the discussion, so I'll pivot to the vulnerable part of the message. In my case, I'm ripping the Band-Aid off. I've been internally struggling on something that God has been aware of, and I'm just coming to grips with over the course of these many months. The issue, I suppose, may have been building for a lifetime, but no time like the present to tackle big mountains. In my sometime frail constitution, I've forgotten or may have never deeply understood that God's love and devotion to me outweighs anybody else's that has ever come into or left my life. I really hate it when I write a simple sentence that takes decades to understand in my soul. This understanding of his devotion and love hits hollow when I don't want it to. I don't want it to be true, especially with the people I have deeply loved and treasured. The reality is that even with those wonderful loves of my lifetime, their love could never compete with his. God probably says they never stood a chance. And he was right. It was my clay dirt brain that put those folks on pedestals they couldn't hold on to. That's what we temporal nerds do. I'm coming to appreciate how we Christians and non-Christians underestimate God and don't really grasp how big a deal he actually is. Whenever people hear the words God cares, do we really digest all that means? We hear religious gobbledygook in our ears sometimes, but the creator of everything, to include you and I, cares about everything going on with us, the small and the not so small. On the days where I lose sight about being a woman with a price far above rubies, he whispers, "Don't sell yourself short, daughter." On the days I'm questioning, "What's this and that about?" he whispers, "Trust me, it's part of the journey." On the days I'm undone by what I don't understand, the why, he whispers, "I know. That's what's important." On the days like today when I need reassurance, he fills me with the warmth of his spirit. He holds me with the love of his son. He whispers in his small, still voice, "Anita, I'm right here." So how does this apply to seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? What is the prescription for the heart? What does the confusion of this all mean? Well, patience, let me share the diagnosis. Our hearts seek love. Our hearts seek meaning. Our hearts seek connection. Our hearts seek compassion. Our hearts seek fulfillment. Our hearts seek joy. Our hearts seek understanding. Our hearts seek peace. Our hearts seek what only God can give. Our hearts seek our Creator. He tells us, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So thank you, Lord. You told us about the prescription for the heart. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have what our hearts need for this life now and forever.